Jesus said, I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The man who guards the door opens it for him, and the sheep will listen to the voice of the shepherd. He calls his own sheep, using their names, and he leads them out. He brings all of his sheep out. Then he goes ahead of them and leads them. They follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they don't know his voice. Jesus told the people this story, but they did not understand what it meant. Verse 10. A thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. But I came to give life, life in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The worker who is paid to keep the sheep is different from the shepherd who owns them. So when the worker sees a wolf coming, he runs away and leaves the sheep alone. Then the wolf attacks and the sheep scatter them, The man runs away because he is only a paid worker. He does not really care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I give my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not in this flock here. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
So, basically, we're all sheep. I was really hoping you'd do that. Some of us look a little bit more like sheep than others, depending whether you're wearing a woolly jumper. But actually, Jesus is trying to make us aware of an important facet, an important way in which we understand our relationship with him. How easy do you find it to recognise and hear God's voice? Is it easy? It's not, is it? When you're making a big decision about something in your life, or you're thinking, what is God saying in this situation? How do you make time and space to hear God speak? What works for you? Walking? Kind of in the countryside, Pat, or out in the countryside, yeah. Something about nature that enables us to kind of connect with God, perhaps. Anything else? Is Bob being cheeky? Washing up! Fabulous! Yeah. Anybody got anything different? Worship? So it's worshipping yourself, listening to worship music. In the middle of the office? Oh, Susie, I was picturing you at your desk. Praise the Lord! Yeah, worship is really powerful.
I try to make time for silence, but actually I find that he talks to me anywhere, anytime, completely unexpectedly sometimes. I might be sitting in the car for a long time or something, and I'll get the answer from in the supermarket or watching the telly or something like that. It's just weird, you can't...
Yeah, that is the bit of a problem with God, isn't it? You can't box him in. But silence definitely helps. One of the things that we've experienced already this morning and heard in the passage is that we're very easily distracted, and sometimes actually just cutting out all of the other noise and sitting in silence is the best way to hear clearly from God, and sometimes in the supermarket when you're surrounded by distractions. Working with children? Sometimes we hear God through the children. Absolutely, Maria. Sorry, Margie. Ironing. Oh, fabulous. Can I bring round some ironing to... Yeah, like there's about 10 people. We're all going to turn up at your door, Margie, with a bag of ironing. We really want to bless you and help you hear from the Lord. Oh, one more, go on, Carol. Reading the Bible, thank you, yes. really, really important one. The scriptures are God's living word to us, aren't they? And so... Yeah, absolutely. Now, so if we are sheep and we are trying our hardest to hear God's voice so that we know what direction to walk in, how to walk in it, then we need to think and pause a little bit and wonder why it is that Jesus uses this analogy and what it is about sheep that we perhaps need to learn from. Have you ever been stuck behind a flock of sheep? You've driven down a country road or got stuck. And do they move quickly? No. Do they move in such a way as to be sensible? No. Do they get easily scared, distracted? Yes. And run off in the wrong direction or perhaps make more of a mess? Yes. Margie.
I was in Wales and there was a flock of sheep following me and I had to hide behind the
Clearly, Margie, there was something beautifully loving and shepherd-like about your presence in that field, that those sheep followed you. But most of the time, sheep are actually quite difficult to move, aren't they? And I think that's really why Jesus uses this metaphor. But it's not just Jesus, it was throughout the Old Testament as well. God describes himself as a shepherd. David describes God as a shepherd on many occasions throughout the Old Testament. And then Jesus confirms that in many of his parables. Now, if we really want to learn from this passage, or we really want to learn from what Jesus is saying, then we need to understand that we are sometimes like those sheep that either follow Margie, who's lovely, but not the shepherd, or we just are moving at the pace of the sheep that's in front of us. Or perhaps we're following the wrong sheep, or following the wrong direction, or listening to the wrong voices. And so it's really important as we reflect on this today, that we understand that there's a certain truth that we simply need to learn how to recognize the true shepherd, the good shepherd's voice. So the first thing is that this passage teaches us that the good shepherd knows us all by name. He knows you, Joshua, by name. He knows Annabella. He knows Amy. He knows Tanya. He knows John. He knows everybody by our name. This is not just somebody who is in charge of so many millions of people that we're just numbers to God. He knows us by our name. That's what Jesus starts off this parable with, this way of expressing himself. He knows everything about our life. He knows the things that make us happy. He knows the things that make us sad. He also knows the things that most distract or tempt us to walk in a different way than he is calling us to walk. Jesus knows our weaknesses and our frailties. And I think that that's why he teaches his followers to pray, "Lead us not into temptation," in the Lord's Prayer. Because we need to be led by him who knows us. That's not to say that Jesus will stop or prevent temptations from coming into our lives. But that if we listen to him, if we choose to consciously pay attention to his voice and recognize where he is leading, then he will lead us out of temptations when they come. He doesn't force us. He is a good shepherd. He can only lead us if we recognize his voice and then follow him away from those temptations. The second thing is, Jesus says, "I'm the good shepherd. My sheep know my voice." And so in amongst all the other voices around us, we have to play our part in learning to listen well and to identify which is Jesus' voice amongst all of them. Jesus says that there will be other voices in our lives. There will be other people coming in, pretending to be the shepherd or simply trying to rob, to destroy, and to kill us. Jesus says that if we know his voice, if we have recognized it, then when we hear the wrong voice, we will know that it's not him and we'll be able to walk away from that false voice. It's important and it's difficult. Only as we spend as much time as possible listening and learning how to recognize the voice of Jesus, we realize that he is the one who speaks life, discipline, affirmation, and peace over us. And we begin to recognize his direction, his words, as we can recognize those things in what he's saying. And we do all of the things you've just described. We do all of those things in order to hear the words of life that Jesus speaks over us. When we do that, we really understand when it is that other voices seeking to distract us, to pull us down, to speak negativity, to feed into our fears or feed into our dislikes, the things that would seek to damage us and pull us away from God. Sometimes they're voices that have the best intentions, our friends, our colleagues, our family. Sometimes it's other things like peer pressure, and we like sheep just seem to follow the person in front of us. Social media, things on all forms of media, they can lead us into wrong thinking or damaging life choices. And so we need to consider, we need to stop and pray and consider, what are the voices, the messages that we are hearing? Are we attuned to Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who will lead us in discipleship, in surrendering our lives, in humbleness, in humility, in trust? Or are we attuned to the way of the world, the voice of the world, which says, it's got to be my way, or you've got to be the best and better than other people, where we try to control every outcome or are suspicious of every motive? And so can I encourage you this week to find a moment to sit down and ask God, are there voices that we need to stop listening to? And then the third thing is that Jesus says he's a good shepherd because he lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus has made it clear throughout his ministry that the whole purpose of his coming is to sacrifice himself so that we can fully live. Jesus is the one who will never run away when we face danger or threat. He willingly went to the cross for us. He took on Satan and he defeated him. He defeated the power of sin which locked us away from God. And Jesus opened the door so that we would have access to a loving Heavenly Father. This is what he means when he describes the abundant life of his promise. He says, I have come so that you will have life in all of its fullness. Now, we need not to be sheep who think that that means that we will get everything that we ask God for. What Jesus is talking about is a life where we are so close to God, so able to hear his voice directing us, that our lives are filled with joy. Joy is different than happiness. Happiness is often related to material things or earthly blessings, our life going the way that we hoped that it would. There's nothing wrong with those things. But joy comes from a deep and more profound experience of God, where we're so close to him, so sure of his love and presence in our lives, that whatever experiences we go through, whatever things make us happier or unhappy, God himself is enough to fill us with peace and joy. If we listen to Jesus' voice, he will lead us to that place. The thief can never steal our joy in Jesus. The one who comes to destroy cannot destroy our peace, because Jesus himself has laid down at the entrance of the sheep pen. He is the one. This is the protection he offers us when he makes himself the gate to lay down his life for us. It is the protection of our relationship with our loving Heavenly Father, with Jesus our Saviour, and with the indwelling Holy Spirit. This is the way that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, keeps us safe. And our part in all of these things is simply to learn to hear the Good Shepherd's voice. And so we're going to end with a prayer. And we've got some cotton wool balls to help us to pray. Sometimes you guys all came up with really good ideas about walking in nature, sitting in silence, reading God's word. Sometimes we need multi-sensory things. And there's something about that physical feeling or other things that helps us. And so we're going to make a fluffy sheep. I want you to come and to get a cotton wool ball from Abby and hold it for just a minute before you stick it onto our sheep. And this is our prayer. We're going to pray this prayer together after we've stuck it on our sheep. We need to take time to hear God's voice. If we are so busy doing everything else that we need to do in life that we haven't made time to listen to God, it's harder and harder for us to hear his voice. And so hold that cotton wool ball for just a minute and ask God deeply in your heart, help me, Lord Jesus, this week to find some time to really listen to your voice for my life. And maybe as well, you want to pray for somebody else that you know or love. So you might want to take a second one. So you pray one prayer for yourself and one prayer for somebody else you love or care about, that you might want to pray that they also would learn to hear Jesus' voice for them. And Abby is going to be our glue blobber. And she will stick it on. She'll put some glue on there so that you can put your cotton wool ball, and that's for your friend, onto the sheep. And then we'll pray the prayer together at the end. This is all age, so anybody can come and stick a blob on the sheep.